Phoneboy Speaks, episode 308, Cell Towers for Sale.
Over the past couple of years, I've actually seen all of the wireless carriers in some way, shape, or form get rid of towers that they own and basically, you know, sell them or lease them to some other company and then, you know, either sublease them back or whatever. And, you know, the idea behind doing that, as near as I can tell, is that, you know, each one of those towers, which, you know, which is holds, you know, cell phone antennas that you use when your phone uses things, like the internet, or you make a phone call or something like that. Well, there's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of pieces of property that these companies have to manage. And, you know, let's face it, you know, property management is not something that, you know, the telcos do best, right? It's certainly not one of their core competencies. But when you're building a nationwide network, well, you're going to own some towers. And in some places, you're going to lease those towers from other people anyway. So the trend I see that I've been seeing is that and companies are just basically saying, yeah, we don't really want to manage all that. We don't want to have our own stuff. And, you know, we'll have some other company manage that for us. And we can just lease the towers back and you know, make it a fixed cost, essentially. And, you know, let's face it, it ends up being a good thing because, you know, then these companies can actually potentially lease the towers to other companies. So rather than having just AT&T have a tower at a particular location, then, you know, AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile and Sprint can all have towers at that same location because it's essentially a neutral third party operating it, then, you know, can leverage all the tower sites. And I think that ends up being a good thing because then that means potentially everybody can utilize the towers. Of course, you still have to have spectrum in the area, right? So that doesn't eliminate the need to have spectrum licenses and that kind of thing. But at least within a given area, that you can get relatively uniform coverage with the different carriers, assuming everybody uses the same cell sites, which, you know, is not necessarily going to be the case because at each of these cell sites you're going to have backhaul and stuff like that. But generally, if, you know, one carrier has it, they're all going to need it. You know, so again, I think it ends up being a good thing for the industry as a whole. Now, why am I bringing this up today? Well, there was some press release went out by AT&T saying that they were going to lease the rights to 9,000 plus of their company-owned towers to some company that will then purchase some of them immediately, and then also they potentially have the option to buy the towers at the end of the lease for some fixed amount. And, you know, so say AT&T will pay some amount of money per month. There's some fixed price for the rent and with increases built in, and so. It essentially turns these towers into, you know, a fixed operating cost, which makes it easier. And so anyway, this is so just watch this. I mean, I know there's been, as I say, I've seen lots of this, especially from AT&T, but I've seen it with other companies too. Is that they're essentially getting out of the business of operating these cell sites, at least at least managing the property and such, and letting these other companies that just do it and you know, they pay them a fixed amount and that's that. So maybe this will be a good thing. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But as the press release says, this deal is good for AT&T and our shareholders. And well, yeah, that's really what it's about, right? It's making the shareholders happy and hopefully increasing the stock price and all that other stuff. So it may not end up being good for us. Who knows? Maybe I'm misestimating this, but I'm trying to be positive about it and think it's ultimately going to be a good thing. Maybe we'll have fewer cell towers as a result. Getting new cell towers built has actually been kind of difficult, and there's always NIMBYs making that difficult. I don't think it's going to eliminate the need for new cell towers. There's always going to be that because, let's face it, some new whiz-bang technology could come and require different cell phone tower placement in order to get the same coverage. So problem won't go away anytime soon, but it is something that, the carriers to say they're getting out of the business of maintaining towers and letting somebody else do it. That's maybe better at it or something along those lines.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.